The Necklace by Guy de Maupassant. Mathilde Clodot was a pretty and charming woman, and many people admired her. She wanted the good things in life, but this was not always possible because her parents weren't rich. How could she marry a rich, distinguished man without a dowry? When she was 19 years old, Mathilde's parents found her a husband, Monsieur Loisel. He was a kind-hearted clerk in the Department of Education. Monsieur Loisel loved Mathilde very much and was very happy with his beautiful young wife. Although she wore simple clothes, she was always elegant, and many women envied her. Mathilde had an easy life, but she wasn't happy. She thought she deserved more. "I should have expensive things, a lovely house, and rich, important friends," she said to herself. She had a servant in the house to help with the housework, but that didn't satisfy her. She looked at the servant's old clothes and thought, "My clothes aren't any better than hers. I should have expensive dresses and rings on my fingers. I deserve more than a simple servant." Every day, Mathilde thought about all the things she couldn't have. In fact, she thought of nothing else. She hated her poor home with the old walls and ugly furniture. And when she sat down to eat with her husband, she was even more unhappy. She wanted exquisite food, silver knives and forks, and beautiful tapestries on the walls. She dreamed about a big dining room with elegant tables and chairs full of important people. Mathilde had a rich friend from her school days, Madame Jeanne Forester, but she didn't visit her anymore. After her last visit there, she cried all day from envy and desperation. Then, one evening, Monsieur Loisel came home with an envelope, and he said proudly, "This is for you, my love." Madame Loisel quickly opened the envelope and read the card inside. "The Minister of Education and Madame Rampounot invite Monsieur and Madame Loisel to a party at the ministry on Monday, the 18th of January." Monsieur Loisel smiled at his wife and waited for her happy reaction because she loved parties and dancing. But his wife looked angry. She threw the invitation on the table. "What can I do with this?" she said. Mathilde's husband was perplexed. "But I thought you wanted to meet rich people," he said. "You'll see a lot of important and famous people at the party." "I can't go," Mathilde said angrily. "I haven't got anything to wear." Her husband was disappointed. "But you've got the dress you wear to the theatre," he said. "I like that dress very much." His wife was crying now. "What's wrong? What's wrong?" Monsieur Loisel asked.
"You don't understand anything," Mathilde shouted. "I can't wear that old dress."
Monsieur Loisel hated to see his wife unhappy. "Mathilde, don't cry," he said. "How much money do you need to buy a new dress for the party?" Mathilde thought for a few seconds. "If I ask for a lot of money, he won't give me anything. I'll try to be reasonable," she thought. She turned to her husband and smiled. "I think I can buy a dress with 400 francs, she said. Monsieur Loisel's face turned white. That was a lot of money. But he said, "Don't worry, Mathilde. I'll give you the money. Go and buy a pretty dress." Mathilde was very happy and kissed her husband. She looked beautiful when she smiled. The day of the party was near, and Mathilde had her new dress. But she still wasn't happy. "You're very quiet," said her husband one evening. "Is something wrong?" "Yes," Mathilde answered. "I can't go to the party. I haven't got any jewellery."
"That isn't a problem," said her husband. "You can wear some flowers on your dress and in your hair. They're very fashionable at the moment."
"No," Mathilde said. "If I wear flowers, everybody will know I'm poor. I'll feel ashamed."
"I've got an idea," said her husband. "Ask your friend, Madame Forrester. Maybe she will lend you some jewellery. Go and ask her."
"That's a good idea," said Mathilde. "I haven't visited her for a long time. I'll go and see her tomorrow."
The next day, Mathilde went to Madame Forrester's house and told her about the party. Her friend was happy to help her. She took out a large box full of beautiful jewellery.
"Choose something," she said. "You can take anything you want."
Mathilde tried on some jewellery in front of the mirror, but she didn't like it.
"Have you got anything else?" she asked.
Madame Forrester thought for a minute.
"Oh, yes," she said. "I've got a lovely necklace. You will like it."
Then she found a black satin box and took a beautiful diamond necklace from it. Mathilde's heart jumped when she saw it. Her hands trembled as she put it around her neck.
"Oh, it's perfect," she said. "Can I borrow it, Jeanne?" "Of course," said Madame Forrester.
Mathilde was very excited. She put her arms around her friend and kissed her. Then she took her treasure home. The day of the party arrived, and Mathilde was a great success. She was the prettiest woman there. She was elegant, charming, and extremely happy. All the men watched her and wanted to talk to her. The minister and all the members of the ministry danced with her. It was the happiest day of her life. At about 4 o'clock in the morning, it was time to go home. They were leaving the party, and Monsieur Loisel put Mathilde's old coat over her shoulders. Mathilde was ashamed, because all the other ladies had expensive fur coats. So she left the building quickly and ran into the street to find a carriage. Her husband followed her. There weren't any empty carriages, so they walked through the streets to the poorer part of Paris. Finally, an old carriage stopped, and they got into the back seat. At home, Madame Loisel stood in front of the mirror and removed her coat. She wanted a final look at herself in her beautiful dress and necklace. Suddenly, she gave a shout.
"What's wrong?"
her husband asked. She turned to him terrified.
I haven't got Madame Forrester's necklace," she said.
Her husband jumped up, frightened.
"What? How? It isn't possible," he said.
They looked in the dress, the coat, the pockets, everywhere, but they couldn't find it.
"Did you have it when you left the party?" Monsieur Loisel asked.
"Yes, I touched it on the stairs outside the ministry," Mathilde answered.
Monsieur Loisel returned to the ministry to look for it, but he couldn't find it. He returned home at 7 o'clock in the morning without the necklace. Then he went to the police station, to the carriage company, and finally to the newspapers to offer a reward. He did everything he could, but he didn't find the necklace. At the end of the week, he and his wife gave up hope. Finally, Monsieur Loisel said, "We must buy another necklace." In a shop in the Palais Royal, they found a diamond necklace that was identical to Madame Forrester's. It was 36,000 francs. Monsieur Loisel was a simple man. He didn't have so much money,
and he had to borrow from friends and moneylenders. He signed documents promising to repay all the money. Then he went to the shop to pay for the necklace. He was very frightened. "How are we going to repay all this money?" he thought. "We are destroyed." When Madame Loisel returned the necklace, Madame Forester was angry.
"Why did you wait so long to return the necklace?" she asked. "I wanted to wear it."
After that, Mathilde's life got worse. She and her husband moved to a smaller apartment in an attic. She couldn't pay a servant anymore, and now she had to do all the housework herself. Mathilde washed the dishes and ruined her soft pink hands. She threw water on the floors and cleaned them on her knees. She washed clothes and put them on a line to dry. Every morning, she took the rubbish out to the street. Then she carried water up the stairs to the apartment, stopping to rest on every floor. She went out to buy food in her torn old clothes and fought with shopkeepers about their prices. She tried hard to save money because there was never enough.
"I had a servant to do this work," she thought. "I was very lucky, and I didn't know it. I had an easy life. Why wasn't I happy then?"
Monsieur Loisel took extra jobs in the evening and at night to earn more money. Every month he repaid some debts, and he borrowed more money to repay others. This life lasted for 10 years. At the end of that time, Monsieur and Madame Loisel finally repaid all their debts. Mathilde looked much older now. She wasn't beautiful or elegant anymore. Her hair and her clothes were untidy, her hands were red, and she looked like a poor woman. Sometimes, while her husband was at work, she sat by the window and looked at the street. She thought about that evening in the past, when she wore the diamond necklace and danced at the party, and when every man there admired her beauty. "What a small thing that necklace was," Mathilde thought. "But while I had it, I was the happiest woman in the world. And when I lost it, my life was destroyed." Then, one Sunday, Mathilde saw Madame Forester in the Champs-Élysées. Her friend was still beautiful and elegant. Mathilde decided to tell her the truth.
"Good morning, Jeanne," she said.
Madame Forester was surprised. She didn't recognize this simple woman.
"I'm sorry, madame, but I don't know you. I think you have made a mistake."
"No, I am Mathilde Loisel," she answered with a sad smile.
Her friend was very surprised.
"Oh, my poor Mathilde," she said. "You have changed so much."
"Yes, life has been very difficult since I saw you last," Mathilde said. "And that's because of you."
"Because of me?"
Madame Forester said, surprised.
"Why?"
"Do you remember the diamond necklace that I borrowed to go to the party at the ministry?" asked Mathilde.
"Yes, I do," said Madame Forester. "What about it?"
"Well, I lost it," said Mathilde.
"But that's impossible," said Madame Forester. "You returned it to me, I remember."
"No, I returned a different one. It was almost identical," Mathilde said. "For 10 years, we have worked hard to pay for it. Now, finally, we have repaid all the money."
"You bought a diamond necklace to replace mine?" asked Madame Forester, surprised.
"Yes. You didn't see the difference, did you?" said Mathilde proudly.
Madame Forester felt very sorry for her friend. She took both her hands.
"Oh, my poor Mathilde," she said in a sad voice. "But the diamonds in my necklace weren't real. Its price was less than 500 francs.